This is Antonio Gibson, and you are listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined here today to talk about some 2020 running back situations to avoid is the Trash Man. Trash Man, what the hell's going on, brother?
Not too much. Trying to enjoy this lovely, awesome weather.
It's lovely.
It is today.
Did you guys get some rain yesterday?
Not so much yesterday. It was the day before, man. It was like a lightning storm all night. It's pretty nice, actually.
I think it went south of you yesterday. It went just south of me, but I know you're a little farther east. Literally anybody watching this gives a shit about the weather in our various parts of Austin, Texas.
unless they're also here. No, it just
we do you don't know what's crazy.
We don't need to give any more reason for people to move here.
Do you know what the wild thing is about it? I look at our podcast analytics just to see, you know, how the pod's growing, see if we're getting new listeners, all this stuff like that. Can you believe that Austin, Texas is like in our top five cities that people listen to the pod? That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how much of our appeal is regional to Austin, Texas? Shouldn't it be just like the most populous cities as far as fantasy football? Shouldn't it be like the, you know, New York and Chicago and LA and, you know, cities?
No,
like
I think
this.
It's a lot of people who like to listen to podcasts, who are technologically savvy, that also are into sports. I feel like Austin and, you know, at least for Texas, it's kind of like a melting pot for those types of people.
I guess.
People like me who are fantasy geeks, you know, who like sports, but also, you know, are into other things and like to listen to a lot of podcasts. And
I just wonder, but that would mean that Austin, Texas is like a one of the podcast consuming capitals of the country. I'm not sure that's the case. I don't know. I have a feeling a bunch of those California podcasters are going to probably start moving out here.
It seemed like they were for a minute. I don't know. Maybe it's just conjecture.
I mean, Tim Ferriss moved out here like 2 or 3 years ago. And I guess Rogan talked about it, but I'm not sure how much he's going to continue to talk about that. We'll see. It'd be cool to have Joe Rogan here in town. Not that I live in Austin, thank God. Every time I drive through that place, I'm just like, how's this town gone so bad, man? But
what do you mean? I don't know. I don't know.
It is a tent city. It's a tent city. You can't walk around without having to worry about stepping on some kind of used needle.
I mean, no, that's not true. They're not used needles everywhere. I mean, there are people in tents, but it's not as – I mean, I live downtown.
I thought you were going to say, I mean, I live in a tent.
Hey, if I could live in a tent
– You can.
And still do this.
The city of Austin has allowed it.
I don't mean legally, but I just mean, you know, just logistically. Yeah.
Okay. Well, logistically, I think we need to start out this by going to the I'm up to version 2.1 of the cheat sheet right now at Trash Man. We were on here yesterday when I was running a simulation, and get this, dude, like if I go to Fantasy Pros over to the Draft Wizard, check this out. So today, things have changed again. So my update to 2.1 could be a little bit different than it was before, because look what all we have down here, Trash Man. We have all these composite ADPs have been added. And now, as of yesterday, we only had the Yahoo pre-draft rankings like uploaded into here. Before
I don't know if adding the yesterday ESPN pre-draft rankings helps at all.
Yesterday, ESPN got added, and then just today, NFL.com got added. So no, I mean that's helpful, and we talk to people about why we do all that. It's because your opponents, who are not very good at fantasy football in your league, this is the order that they're in the draft queue, right? And we all know that the cheat sheet is leverage against ADP. It's leverage against people who might not have the same level of knowledge that we do, or who've been thinking about the structure of these drafts and how they should fall value wise versus ADP since goddamn April and May like we have been. So knowing how these guys are going to be ranked on these various sites where people play is very important. So this is with Trashman. This will be the first time that I've done one on here with the NFL.com pre-draft rankings on there, which could end up meaning this is a disaster and things will need to be changed. That could be the case. I cleaned it up yesterday after yesterday's simulation with Byron to get 2.1 ready. But now I was about to put 2.1 up on the site, and I don't know how it's going to test here. So what we'll do is we'll make a 2020 PPR draft, a snake draft of 10 teams, or I'm sorry, of 12 teams.
12 teams.
But it automatically, what I was saying is it automatically gave me the 10th position here. Should I randomize it? Should I leave it like that? Or do you have a spot you want me to pick from?
Well, let's leave it.
All right. Two running backs, or I'm sorry, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, two flex, six bench spots. We're not going to draft a kicker or a defense.
Make three wide receivers?
We could. I just like to make it two wide receiver, two flex so I can have more optionality there with the flexes to go wide receiver or running back. I think it'll work with the three wide receiver set. If you want me to do that, that'll work. I mean, I'm not sure anything's going to work now that the inputs have changed, but I mean, it's certainly worse for three wide receivers, one flex on 2.1 before we brought in the NFL.com pre-draft rankings. Well, let's just go ahead and start this bitch. Let's see here. Start your draft. 10 hole. Who do you think we get, Trashman? Do you think Joe Mixon will fall?
I think so.
He usually
does. I don't
think
people feel.
Yeah, he's going to fall. So we could choose here between Joe Mixon and Julio Jones. I'm going to take Joe Mixon. Are we going to start out with the all bad person team with Julio Jones? And no. Okay. Wait.
Julio Jones is a bad person?
No, but Tyreek Hill is. Tyreek Hill is. I need to put it on 2.1 test too. Okay. Let's see. Let me restart the draft. I had the wrong cheat sheet up. Okay. So
I know that there are good and bad people. I think there are people who do good and bad things.
Yeah. So here we go. Trashman, this is something that I've had trouble with. I'd like to hear your thoughts. I'm not sure I can get Kenyon Drake up much higher than I already even have him. But in a vacuum, do you like Kenyon Drake a little bit better than Josh Jacobs with all the word that we're getting?
I've told you, man, if based upon Kenyon Drake's performance of the last four or five games of the season, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just that feels like a
you yourself said that you don't know that the Raiders feel like Josh Jacobs is a three down back.
Yeah, now that I'm doing this live, I want to take Kenyon Drake here. I'm switching the cheat sheet. I'm moving Kenyon. Jesus Christ, man. That means we have Kenyon Drake as our running back 8. It's just that feels weird, but let's just go ahead and do it, man. Let's do it for now. I mean, that lines up with ADPs. As I'm looking at it right now, the consensus ADP is 14 for Drake. It's 15 for Jacobs. These things have converged, and that's just sort of the way things is. That's the way things are. So
I like the way – that's the way things is. That's a, you like that a little, it's a little bit more colloquial.
Oh, man, I have a feeling this is going to turn out bad, Trashman, with this NFL.com stuff. Because we'll take Clyde Edwards-Helaire here. This is going to go sideways. This whole thing needs to be recalibrated. We're going to get swindled at wide receiver, but we can't pivot here. Let's just see what happens. Melvin Gordon.
Hey, it's a deep receiver.
Yeah. Group. It's just – this needs to be recalibrated with the NFL.com. So we're going to get Debo let's see what else we can do here.
I feel like with receivers, I mean, like that's the one position where you can, where you can make up for it late.
So we can take Tyler Boyd there for sure. And then maybe Cam Akers will fall back to us. Yeah, Cam Akers is going to fall back to us here. So this isn't – it's not – shit, this isn't going too bad. I hope Emmanuel Sanders falls. He's going to. So we have an Emmanuel Sanders, Darius Geis decision here. We can take Emmanuel Sanders. Now it looks – so the cheat's going to come – the cheat sheet's going to come through for us, Travis.
You were so worried. You were so worried.
Deontay Johnson here. Are you buying into the Deontay Johnson?
Shed a sweat bead. Deontay Johnson. Yeah. I mean, I'm buying to the Juju Smith-Schuster hype that I've come up with.
Kerryon Johnson here in the – what is this round? Is this the beginning of the 10th round? Are you okay with him there?
Kerryon, yeah.
I think that's awesome. I think that feels like a steal. Jared Cook. The cheat sheet's actually turning out a great team here. We'll get Matt Ryan as our quarterback. We'll have two picks left. So we'll probably just go with TJ Hawkinson here as like a backup kind of tight end in case Jared Cook goes busto. And then we could take Brandon Ayuk here at the very end in case.
You want a team with Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel on it?
Oh, no, not really. But I could have taken literally anybody else, you know. I think by the end there you have a little bit of freedom. But that's a great team. So Matt Ryan, Joe Mixon, Kenyon Drake, Debo Samuel, Tyler Boyd, Emmanuel Sanders, Jared Cook, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Melvin Gordon, Cam Akers, Deontay Johnson, Kerryon Johnson, TJ Hawkinson, Brandon Ayuk. This fucking thing is humming trash, man.
CT2020 wanted Josh Reynolds super late. I don't disagree with Josh Reynolds super late. CT2020, I don't disagree with that. I've always Josh Reynolds was one of my favorite prospects coming out of the Senior Bowl. Was it 2 years, 3 years ago? 2 years ago.
Yeah. Hold on. So CT2020 is saying, yes, but Michael Yeager saying, where should we get Josh Reynolds? CT2020 saying, should be drafting CEH, Jacobs, and Chubb before them. Who? Before who? I don't know who he's talking about.
I guess whoever we drafted first, the first two picks.
Well, you ought to make your own magical sheet of paper.
Maybe he's talking about Drake.
Yeah, I don't know. How comfortable are you with Nick Chubb, trash man? I mean, we've talked about it a bunch. I mean, Kareem Hunt really bothered me. He's bothered me the whole time.
I'm really comfortable with him just because I don't believe in Baker Mayfield like other people do. And so I feel like they're going to need to lean on Chubb.
He's saying Eckler and Drake. I agree about Eckler. I'm bearish on the whole Los. I talked about it yesterday. I can't think of one Los Angeles Chargers player that we're getting consistently in these mocks. We're not getting Eckler. Sure as hell not getting Hunter Henry. We're not getting Mike. We're not getting Keenan Allen. Is that a mistake?
I think so.
Why? Well, I mean, do you think that Tyrod Taylor's a guy that can feed everybody?
A Keenan Allen, yes. Definitely. I feel like Keenan Allen's a perfect kind of receiver for Tyrod Taylor. He's not – you don't have to throw deep to him. He's a guy you can throw over the middle. He's basically – he can play like a tight end type of role. He can be a safety blanket at the receiver position.
The Cheesecake Factory believes in Baker. What is that? Oh, was there something weird that went on in that parking lot? Jesus Christ. Do you know Vince Young basically blew his whole entire fortune at Cheesecake Factory? I think he bought every item on that fucking menu.
If there's someone you're gonna blow it, I guess you know.
That menu's it's the size of a phone book. It's like how many places have that kind of variety of food? You can literally, if you go to Cheesecake Factory, you could choose anything. It's true. Like. It's overwhelming.
How many of those items are cheesecake? I have Allen in Dynasty. I hope his production doesn't drop. I don't think Allen didn't have a great year last year. He still ended up doing pretty well. Still ended up being, I think, a top. I think maybe he was 11 overall.
He was last year. Keenan Allen. God, man, it was 11 such a big. It was such a big difference between Michael Thomas and the whole rest of the field last year. Keenan Allen, dude. And on a points per game basis, he in PPR he was wide receiver 8.
Yeah, I mean, and he had what a lot of people would consider a down year for him.
Dude, I mean, he averaged 16.3 fantasy points per game last year, whereas Tyreek Hill averaged 15.7. Can that be right? Tyreek Hill was better
in a PPR.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Well, yeah, it has to do with the 104 receptions versus only 58 receptions for Tyreek, for sure.
Yeah,
Tyreek certainly did a lot more.
I think Keenan Allen's going to be fine.
All right. So anyway, there's the simulation. I was thinking that thing was going to go real hairy right here on live YouTube trash man, where I wouldn't have any.
I knew it was going to be fine. Should have had more faith
in the sheet. I just hadn't tested it with NFL.com in there. So that's a great team. You guys can find right now. You can find the cheat sheet that changed fantasy football forever at rosterwatch.com, the rosterwatch.com ultimate draft cheat sheet. An expert quality draft is guaranteed only at rosterwatch.com. Just follow the 3 simple rules. That's it. 3 simple rules. It could not be easier. The Rosterwatch ultimate draft cheat sheet only at rosterwatch.com. All right, trash man. What are some running back situations that you want to avoid? This topic that was given to us by our benevolent content masters.
Well, let's start off with the NFC. The first team to me that it really popped up in my mind was the Redskins.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
I think if you have 3 different leagues, you draft 3 different backs and see how it pans out.
So they're saying that – so Scott Turner, their offensive coordinator, is saying there is still a place for Adrian Peterson. We're expecting Darius Geis back to have his finally have his breakout season and not get injured. Your boy
– Antonio Gibson.
Your boy Bryce Love is still on the roster. And they now have Antonio Gibson and
– And Peyton Barber.
And
– And –
I can't believe it. It's the he's shitty. He played for Seattle. JD McKissick. He seems like he's going to be the. They can't keep all those guys. Is Peyton Barber going to get? Peyton Barber can't get cut, right? He has a guaranteed contract. Those too early in free agency. Who's going to get cut? AP. McKissick?
I don't see that happening. Maybe McKissick. I think Antonio Gibson plays that role and is more dynamic.
This is a nightmare. I honestly don't think that there's a worse. If you had, let's just rank the fantasy assets on Washington, trash man. What are they? Darius Geis? No, is it Terry McLaurin?
Terry McLaurin.
Darius Geis. It's pretty tough, right? It's like Steven Sims was coming on a little bit to end last year, and I know he's been working out with our boy Coach D-Rob up in
what
Dallas.
Gandy Golden.
Fuck Gandy Golden, man. That guy sucks. That guy can't catch a cold, man. What about we have Jordan Reed gone.
Yeah.
Could there be any way for anybody to step up at the tight end position? They have Jeremy Sprinkle on the roster, who sucks. Richard Rodgers, we've seen a little bit out of him before. What do you think? Oh, they drafted Thaddeus Moss, Randy Moss's kid. Or they didn't draft him. He was an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
But any interest in – what about even in shouldn't we be talking a little bit about Thaddeus Moss maybe just in Dynasty?
I mean, he's definitely worth a flyer.
Yeah. Michael Yeager's saying to leave Gandy alone. He went to Liberty long ago himself.
You watched Gandy live, but you're not saying that it was any good.
He was a Liberty Flame, huh? A Liberty Flame. Interesting university there for sure. Okay. Yeah, that's a horrible running back situation. I mean, the running backs they have on the roster – we just talked about it. Adrian Peterson, Darius Geis, Antonio Gibson, Bryce Love, Peyton Barber, JD McKissick, and Josh Ferguson. Josh Ferguson's agents must be a huge donk. What a horrible place to send you. Like, is there any other place? I mean, is there any place where you could be a worse situation to send your guy with all this competition that they have? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's about the worst.
Top of my head.
Well, all right. What are some other situations that you're avoiding?
For me, I'm avoiding Rams. The Rams backfield.
Why? This is an excellent source of value with the way you can get Cam Akers right now. I guess for the value,
but I think I feel like once things get going, it's going to be they're going to be some musical chairs. I mean, it's just
how
the fact that you have a rookie coming in, an unproven rookie, and you're depending on him to kind of be that guy. But what if he isn't that guy? What if he can't carry the load? Or what if he can't carry it entirely? Then you're depending on either Henderson or Brown, and we still don't know between the two of them who would be the guy. Cam Akers doesn't pan out.
This is as good as your Washington take was, Trashman. This is awful. They both suck. I don't want Daryl Henderson or Malcolm Brown. I don't want either.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If you have a rookie coming in and he doesn't pan out, then you're left with two guys you don't really like. Why is that a good running back situation? Why is that a good backfield situation?
Because you can get Cam Akers cheap. And nobody thinks those other guys stink.
What I'm saying is Cam Akers.
The fact that those other guys don't stink is not baked into Cam Akers' price.
Cam Akers is unproven in the NFL.
But he's a sick player, sick prospect.
Okay, but we don't know we haven't seen him play an NFL down.
Oh, Trash, what's gonna stop him at the NFL if he had to run behind that shit offensive line at Florida State? What's gonna stop this guy?
I didn't think he wasn't an exceptional prospect. But I mean, we're talking about running backs. We're talking about backfield, and it's not a backfield that I'm that excited about.
Well, you're crazy. You're acting like a huge donk. Cam Akers is going to go bananas.
Hey, you got to have some hot takes on this thing.
He's going to be an excellent value. Let's just look. Let me pull up the consensus ADPs on Fantasy Pros. Shout out to Fantasy Pros because around.
I'm not disputing the fact that he'll be a decent value. Bunch of tools
that are very very helpful to figure out what the hell people are thinking. So people are thinking right now on is this PPR? No, it's standard. Let me put it on PPR. So for PPR, people have Cam Akers. His price is creeping up. Seventh round turn. He's going about the same time as Kareem Hunt and DeAndre Swift.
I think you want him more than DeAndre Swift?
Yes. 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 Talk about a running back situation to avoid. How about Detroit?
I don't think that's a running back situation to avoid.
Why not? What on earth did you like about that?
I feel like they brought in Swift to be the guy. I feel like they don't believe in Kerryon Johnson. He hasn't been healthy. Where are you drafting AJ Green, Michael Jaeger? Wherever you want to. AJ Green has never been less than a top 12 finish. I mean, outside of last season.
Where am I taking him? AJ Green right now? I'm taking AJ Green no earlier than pick 5.07. In a 12-team league. Yep. It's about where I've been priced in versus market right now. You think he needs to be higher? Depend on AJ Green is more because the way that draft would have panned out is you would have gotten three running backs and he'd be your wide receiver too. Do you have any faith in AJ Green as your number one wide receiver in fantasy as your wide receiver one?
Why not?
Because if AJ Green is healthy,
he's got a better quarterback situation.
How many times have you seen AJ Green just limp off the field with non-contact injuries? Seems like he's happened a good bit recently, Trashman.
Twice that I can remember.
Well, there are two times off the top of my head that I can remember. But there have been others. I guess, man. Joe Burrow, it's like the rising tide lifts all boats in that offense. I would not feel comfortable with AJ Green as my wide receiver.
He's going to prove you wrong. I agree with you, Mike.
I'm not saying don't take him. I'm saying, you know, 5 point mid fifth.
I feel like in most drafts he's gonna, at least in most drafts we're gonna be involved in, he's gonna go earlier than that.
Well, because you're gonna be drafting in them, and clearly you like him. Let's see. Let's look and see where AJ Green's going right now. AJ Green, he's going right now at. Let's see, dude. I'm higher on AJ Green than the industry consensus is. Trash man, he's more around the sixth round turn.
That's better for me.
There you go. AJ Green. I'm not bad mouthing all the players that everybody likes. I see this in the chat. I'm just being my authentic self. Trash man, you're being your authentic self by talking to us about shitty situations. What else you got?
All right. So New England is one that I'm.
Hey, let me just add. I think Detroit is a situation to avoid all around. I really, really do. Okay.
I thought about it for a second, but then I didn't come to the conclusion that it
would New England's be. Clearly something to is clearly one to avoid. What the? Well, how can you make nuts and bolts out of that? I don't think we've gotten a single.
If you thought it was musical chairs before.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's look, man, here's the thing. So, now we get Damian Harris probably involved, right?
Yeah, definitely. I hope so.
You have to be like, I really do think you have to be completely nuts to be high on Sony Michel. To be high on James White, to be high on maybe Damian Harris.
James White, I feel okay about. Sony Michel,
out of here. I have no interest in any of these guys. And we don't even know what's going to happen with, like.
I feel like James White is a safety blanket. I feel like James White is a built in safety blanket.
The Patriots might be really bad, trash man.
I don't know. Belichick finds a way. And to me, James White might be their most dynamic player on offense.
I'll tell you players who I'm taking ahead of James White in PPR. I'll take Tevin Coleman and Ronald Jones both ahead of James White.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not taking Tevin Coleman ahead of James White.
Why? Are you that worried about Raheem Mostert? You're the one who says you're not sure he can develop a hot hand.
Well, I didn't say he couldn't develop a hot hand. I just didn't know he could do it consistently. I just didn't think he was going to get 200 touches in a season. But yeah. That situation in San Francisco is just, I think you got basically what some people might consider three contenders for the starting running back position.
I never get paid off on these prop bets, so I'm not even going to bet it with you. But I would if you actually paid up bets and we could make them. I would bet you three Jersey Mike's sandwiches that Tevin Coleman finishes with more fantasy points in PPR next year than James White.
I would make that bet.
All right. I'll just write it down. Nothing you're going to pay it. So for three Jersey Mike's, we're going to say, so I have Coleman. You have James White. I'd be interested to see what the people in the chat say. Like you guys, like CT2020, Michael Yeager, Tyler, shout out you guys, Tyler, NFL. If you guys have any thoughts about that. Okay. So three Jersey Mikes, Tevin Coleman versus James White. And I'm going to know which side I have. Any other situations to avoid? Bad football situations on this bad podcast?
One for me was actually San Francisco was one for me. We kind of touched on that already.
That's just monster. It's a little too expensive. I just think where Tevin Coleman's going right now, it's like easy to get him as your running back.
I'm not against getting Coleman. I just think it's going to be kind of a musical chairs situation then.
So we have one guy in here saying he prefers Coleman. Michael Yeager saying, how about three Jersey Mikes and three Tasty Cakes? I'm not sure what that is.
What's a Tasty Cake?
I don't know. Trashman and I don't eat any sugar. So
that's not true. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
That's my
not jam. Too many sugary, not too many sugary drinks.
That's true. No. We got Kip C. There you go.
Kip C. He's going to roll James White. Julian Edelman breaks down. That's what he's saying. Yeah. And here's the other thing is that if they're going to protect Jarrett Stidham, they really don't. I mean, James White's just an elite pass protector. I mean, that's just fundamentally true. So how can you draft James White? If I'm there in that same spot, I'm going with a big upside. If something were to happen to Raheem Mostert, Tevin Coleman would be a week in, week out RB1.
You don't think McKinnon would factor in at all?
It would be the Tevin Coleman show, trash man.
All right.
It just really would be. And we're about to see. I guess what Michael Yeager is saying is they sell tasty cakes there. It's like a Little Debbie, but better. If it's anything like a Little Debbie, I have zero interest. you couldn't have even. Okay. Do you have any more of these before we tell the people we have to get the hell out?
I said maybe Denver. I said Denver was an iffy one for me.
Why? You don't – trash man. Here's the thing about Denver. Philip Lindsay is a nice story, right? But he's undrafted. He was never expected to be the player that they wanted him to be. The media there hyped him up to be a player who they loved, who they believed deserved a big contract, everything else. Royce Freeman is some kind of cockamamie, oversized satellite back who can't run between the tackles. Well, you have this tiny little dude, Philip Lindsay, who's the between the tackles slasher and the grinder. It's a weird situation. It's a situation that nobody can make nuts and bolts of. John Elway went out of his way to go get a real bell cow running back in the AFC West, and it's
2 years. He's averaged over 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns.
I know. And guess what? He gets no respect from the organization because John Elway did not draft him. John Elway only took him as an undrafted free agent. And trash man, the fact that they took Melvin Gordon tells me that they think both these guys suck.